This is Neil Carlson, and I'm reading the Psalms. I'm reading from the Living Bible, paraphrased. It is not like the King James Version of the Bible. Instead of being a version, it is a paraphrased edition. Psalm 50. The mighty God, the Lord, has summoned all mankind from east to west. God's glory light shines from the beautiful temple on Mount Zion. He comes with the noise of thunder, surrounded by devastating fire. A great storm rages around about him. He has come to judge his people. To heaven and earth he shouts, "Gather together my own people who by their sacrifice upon my altar have promised to obey me." God will judge them with complete fairness, for all heaven declares that he is just. O my people, listen. For I am your God. Listen, here are my charges against you. I have no complaint about the sacrifices you bring to my altar, for you bring them regularly. But it isn't sacrificial bullocks and goats that I really want from you. For all the animals of field and forest are mine, the cattle on a thousand hills, and all the birds upon the mountains. If I were hungry, I would not mention it to you, for all the world is mine and everything in it. No, I don't need your sacrifices of flesh and blood. What I want from you is your true thanks. I want your promises fulfilled. I want you to trust me in your times of trouble so I can rescue you and you can give me glory. But God says to evil men, "Recite my laws no longer and stop claiming my promises, for you have refused my discipline, disregarding my laws. You see a thief and help him, and spend your time with evil and immoral men. You curse and lie, and vile language streams from your mouths. You slander your own brother. I remain silent. You thought I didn't care. But now your time of punishment has come, and I list all the above charges against you. This is the last chance for all of you who have forgotten God before I tear you apart, and no one can help you then. But true praise is a worthy sacrifice. This really honors me. And those who walk my paths will receive salvation from the Lord." Psalm 51, written after Nathan the prophet had come to inform David of God's judgment against him because of his adultery with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah, her husband. O loving and kind God, have mercy, have pity upon me, take away the awful stain of my transgressions. O wash me, cleanse me from this guilt. Let me be pure again, for I admit my shameful deed. It haunts me day and night. It is against you and you alone I sinned and did this terrible thing. You saw it all, and your sentence against me is just. But I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. You deserve honesty from the heart, yes, utter sincerity and truthfulness. Oh, give me this wisdom. Sprinkle me with the cleansing blood, and I shall be clean again. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And after you have punished me, give me back my joy again. Don't keep looking at my sins. Erase them from your sight. Create in me a new, clean heart, O God, filled with clean thoughts and right desires. Don't toss me aside, banished forever from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me again the joy of your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach your ways to other sinners, and they, guilty like me, will repent and return to you. Don't sentence me to death, O my God. You alone can rescue me. Then I will sing of your forgiveness, for my lips will be unsealed. Oh, how I will praise you. You don't want penance. If you did, how gladly I would do it. You aren't interested in offerings burned before you on the altar. It is a broken spirit you want, remorse and penitence. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not ignore. And Lord, don't punish Israel for my sins. Help your people, protect Jerusalem. And when my heart is right, then you will rejoice in the good that I do and in the bullocks I bring to sacrifice upon your altar. Psalm 52, written by David to protest against his enemy Doeg, 1 Samuel 22, who later slaughtered 85 priests and their families. You call yourself a hero, do you? You boast about this evil deed of yours against God's people. You're as sharp as a tack in plotting your evil tricks. How you love wickedness far more than good and lying more than truth. You love to slander. You love to say anything that will do harm, O man with a lying tongue. But God will strike you down and pull you from your home and drag you away from the land of the living. The followers of God will see it happen. They will watch in awe. They will laugh and say, see what happens to those who despise God and trust in their wealth and become ever more bold in their wickedness. But I am like a sheltered olive tree, protected by the Lord himself. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. O Lord, I will praise you forever and ever for your punishment, and I will wait for your mercies, for everyone knows what a merciful God you are. Psalm 53. Only a fool would say to himself, there's no God. And why does he say it? Because of his wicked heart. His dark and evil deeds. His life is corroded with sin. God looks down from heaven, searching among all mankind to see if there is a single one who does right and really seeks for God. But all have turned their backs on him and are filthy with sin, corrupt and rotten through and through. Not one is good, not one. How can this be? Can't they understand anything? For they devour my people like bread and refuse to come to God. But soon, unheard of terror will fall on them. God will scatter the bones of these your enemies. They are doomed, for God has rejected them. Oh, that God would come from Zion now and save Israel. Only when the Lord himself restores them can they ever be really happy again. Psalm 54. Written by David at the time the men of Zaph tried to betray him to Saul. Come with great power, O God, and save me. Defend me with your might. O listen to my prayer. For violent men have risen against me, ruthless men who care nothing for God are seeking my life. But God is my helper. He is a friend of mine. He will cause the evil deeds of my enemies to boomerang upon them. Do as you promised, and put an end to these wicked men, O God. Gladly I bring my sacrifices to you. I will praise your name, O God, for it is good. God has rescued me from all my troubles and triumphed over my enemies. Psalm 55. Listen to my prayer, O God. Don't hide yourself when I cry to you. Hear me, Lord. Listen to me. For I groan and weep beneath my burden of woe. My enemies shout against me and threaten me with death. They surround me with terror and plot to kill me. Their fury and hatred rise to engulf me. My heart is in anguish within me. Stark fear overpowers me. Trembling and horror overwhelm me. Oh, for the wings like a dove, to fly away and rest. I would fly to the far-off deserts and stay there. I would flee to some refuge from all this storm. O Lord, make these enemies begin to quarrel among themselves. Destroy them with their own violence and strife. Though they patrol their walls night and day against invaders, their real problem is internal. Wickedness and dishonesty are entrenched in the heart of the city. There is murder and robbery there, and cheating in the markets and whatever and wherever you look. It was not an enemy who taunted me. Then I would have borne it. I could have hidden and escaped. But it was you, a man like myself, my companion and my friend. What fellowship we had, what wonderful discussions as we walked together to the temple of the Lord on holy days. Let death seize them and cut them down in their prime, for there is sin in their homes, and they are polluted to the depths of their souls. But I will call upon the Lord to save me, and he will. I will pray morning, noon, and night, pleading aloud with God, and he will hear and answer. And though the tide of the battle runs strongly against me, for so many are fighting me, yet he will rescue me. God himself, God from everlasting ages past, will answer them, for they refuse to fear him or even honor his commands. This friend of mine betrayed me, I who was at peace with him. He broke his promises. His words were oily smooth, but in his heart was war. His words were sweet, but underneath were daggers. Give your burdens to the Lord. He will carry them. He will not permit the godly to slip or fall. He will send my enemies to the pit of destruction. Murderers and liars will not live out half their days, but I am trusting you to save me. Psalm 56. Lord, have mercy on me. All day long the enemy troops press in. So many are proud to fight against me, how they long to conquer me. But when I'm afraid, I'll put my confidence in you. Yes, I will trust the promises of God, and since I am trusting him, what can mere man do to me? They are always twisting what I say. All their thoughts are how to harm me. They meet together to perfect their plans. They hide beside the trail, listening for my steps, waiting to kill me. They expect to get away with it. Don't let them, Lord. In anger, cast them to the ground. You have seen me tossing and turning through the night. You have collected all my tears and preserved them in your bottle. You have recorded every one in your book. The very day I call for help, the tide of battle turns. My enemies flee. This one thing I know, God is for me. I am trusting God. Oh, praise his promises. I am not afraid of anything mere man can do to me. Yes, praise his promises. I will surely do what I have promised, Lord, and thank you for your help. For you have saved me from death and my feet from slipping, so that I can walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 57. O God, have pity, for I am trusting you. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings until this storm is past. I will cry to the God of heaven, who does such wonders for me. He will send down help from heaven to save me because of his love and his faithfulness. He will rescue me from these liars who are so intent upon destroying me. I'm surrounded by fierce lions, hotheads whose teeth are sharp as spears and arrows. Their tongues are like swords. Lord, be exalted above the highest heavens. Show your glory high above the earth. My enemies have set a trap for me. Frantic fear grips me. They have dug a pitfall in my path. But look, they themselves have fallen into it. O God, my heart is quiet and confident. No wonder I can sing your praises. Rouse yourself, my soul. Arise, O harp and lyre. Let us greet the dawn with song. I will thank you publicly throughout the land. I will sing your praises among the nations. Your kindness and love are as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness is higher than the skies. Yes, be exalted, O God, above the heavens. May your glory shine throughout the earth. Psalm 58. Justice, you high and mighty politicians don't even know the meaning of the word. Fairness, which of you has any left? Not one. All your dealings are crooked. You give justice in exchange for bribes. These men are born sinners, lying from the earliest words. They are poisonous as deadly snakes, cobras that close their ears to the most expert of charmers. O God, break off their fangs. Tear out the teeth of these young lions, Lord. Let them disappear like water into thirsty ground. Make their weapons useless in their hands. Let them be as snails that dissolve into slime, and as those who die at birth who never see the sun. God will sweep away both old and young. He will destroy them more quickly than a cooking pot can feel the blazing fire of thorns beneath it. The godly shall rejoice in the triumph of right. They shall walk the blood-stained fields of slaughtered wicked men. Then at last everyone will know that good is rewarded and that there is a God who judges justly here on earth. Psalm 59, written by David at the time King Saul set guards at his home to capture and kill him, 1 Samuel 19:11. O my God, save me from my enemies, protect me from those who have come to destroy me. Preserve me from these criminals, these murderers. They lurk in ambush for my life. Strong men are out there waiting, and not, O Lord, because I've done them wrong. Yet they prepare to kill me, Lord. Awaken, see what's happening, help me. And O Jehovah, God of heaven's armies, God of Israel, arise and punish the heathen nations surrounding us. Do not spare these evil, treacherous men. At evening they come to spy, slinking around like dogs that prowl the city. I hear them shouting insults and cursing God, for no one will hear us, they think. Lord, laugh at them and scoff at the surrounding nations too. O God, my strength, I will sing your praises, for you are my place of safety. My God is changeless in his love for me, and he will come and help me. He will let me see my wish come true upon my enemies. Don't kill them, for my people soon forget such lessons, but stagger them with your power and bring them to their knees. Bring them to the dust, O Lord, our shield. They are proud, cursing liars. Angrily destroy them. Wipe them out. Let the nations find out, too, that God rules in Israel and will reign throughout the world. Let these evil men slink back at evening and prowl the city all night before they are satisfied, howling like dogs and searching for food. But as for me, I will sing each morning about your power and your mercy, for you have been my high tower of refuge, a place of safety in the time of my distress. O my strength, to you I will sing my praises, for you are my high tower of safety, my God of mercy. Psalm 60, written by David at the time he was at war with Syria, with the outcome still uncertain. This was when Joab, captain of his forces, slaughtered 12,000 men of Edom in the Valley of Salt. O God, you have rejected us and broken our defenses. You have become angry and deserted us. Lord, restore us again to your favor. You have caused this nation to tremble in fear. You have torn it apart. Lord, heal it now, for it is shaken to its depths. You have been very hard on us and made us reel beneath your blows. But you have given us a banner to rally to. All who love truth will rally to it. Then you can deliver your beloved people. Use your strong right arm to rescue us. God has promised to help us. He has vowed it by his holiness. No wonder I exalt. Shechem, Shukar, Gilead, Manasseh still are mine, he says. Judah shall continue to produce kings and Ephraim great warriors. Moab shall become my lowly servant and Edom my slave, and I will shout in triumph over the Philistines. Who will bring us in triumph into Edom's strong cities? God will. He who cast us off, he who abandoned us to our foes. Yes, Lord, help us against our enemies, for man's help is useless. With God's help, we shall do mighty things, for he will trample down our foes. Psalm 61. O God, listen to me. Hear my prayer, for whenever I am, though far away at the ends of the earth, I'll cry to you for help. When my heart is faint and overwhelmed, lead me to the mighty towering rock of safety. For you are my refuge, a high tower where my enemies can never reach me. I shall live forever in your tabernacle. To be safe beneath the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my vows, O God, to praise you every day, and you have given me the blessings you reserve for those who reverence your name. You will give me added years of life, as rich and full as those of many generations, all packed into one, and I shall live before the Lord forever. O, send your loving kindness and truth to guard and watch over me, and I will praise your name continually, fulfilling my vow of praising you each day. Psalm 62. I stand silently before you, Lord, waiting for him to rescue me, for salvation comes from him alone. Yes, he alone is my rock, my rescuer, defense, and fortress. Why then should I be tense with fear when trouble comes? But what is this? They pick on me at a time when my throne is tottering. They plot my death and use lies and deceit to try to force me from the throne. They are so friendly to my face while cursing in their hearts. But I stand silently before the Lord, waiting for him to rescue me, for salvation comes from him alone. Yes, he alone is my rock, the rescuer, defense, and fortress. Why then should I be tense with fear when trouble comes? My protection and success comes from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. O, my people, trust him all the time. Pour out your longings before him, for he can help. The greatest of men or the lowest, both alike are nothing in his sight. They weigh less than air on scales. Don't become rich by extortion and robbery, and don't let the rich men be proud. He is loving and kind and rewards each one of us according to the work we do for him. Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was hiding in the wilderness of Judea. O God, my God, how I search for you, how I thirst for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. How I long to find you, how I wish I could go into your sanctuary to see your strength and glory, for your love and kindness are better to me than life itself. How I praise you. I will bless you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. At last I shall be fully satisfied. I will praise you with great joy. I lie awake at night thinking of you, of how much you have helped me and how I rejoice through the night beneath the protecting shadow of your wings. I follow close behind you, protected by your strong right arm, but those plotting to destroy me shall go down to the depths of hell. They are doomed to die by the sword, to become the fool of jackals. But I will rejoice in God. All who trust in him exult, while liars shall be silenced. Psalm 64. Lord, listen to my complaints. Oh, preserve my life from the conspiracy of these wicked men, these gangs of criminals. They cut me down with sharpened tongues. They aim their bitter words like arrows straight at my heart. They shoot from ambush at the innocent, and suddenly the deed is done, yet they are not afraid. They encourage each other to do evil. They meet in secret to set their traps. They say, "He will not notice me here." They keep a sharp outlook for opportunities of crime. They spend long hours with all their endless evil thoughts and plans. But God himself will shoot them down. Suddenly his arrow will pierce them. They will stagger backward, destroyed by those that spoke against. And all who see it happen will scoff at them. Then everyone shall stand in awe and confess the greatness of the miracles of God. At last they will realize what amazing things he does. And the godly shall rejoice in the Lord and trust and praise him. Psalm 65. O God in Zion, we wait before you in silent praise and thus fulfill our vow. And because you answer prayer, all mankind will come to you with their request. Though sins fill our hearts, you forgive them all. How greatly to be envied are those you have chosen to come and live with you within the holy tabernacle courts. What joy awaits us among all the good things there. With dread deeds and awesome power, you will defend us from our enemies, O God, who saves us. You are the only hope of all mankind throughout the world and far away upon the sea. He formed the mountains by his mighty strength. He quiets the raging oceans and all the world's clamor. In the farthest corners of the earth, the glorious acts of God shall startle everyone. The dawn and sunset shout for joy. The rivers of the earth make it fertile. The waters of God will not run dry. He prepares the earth for his people and sends them rich harvests of grain. He waters the furrows with abundant rain, showers soften the earth, melting the clods and causing seeds to sprout across the land. Then he crowns it all with green, lush pastures in the wilderness. Hillsides blossom with joy. The pastures are filled with flocks of sheep, and the valleys are carpeted with grain. All the world shouts with joy and sings. Psalm 66. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing of his glorious name. Tell the world how wonderful he is. How awe-inspiring are your deeds, O God. How great your power. No wonder your enemies surrender. All the earth shall worship you and sing of your glories. Come, see the glorious things God has done. What marvelous miracles happened to his people. He made a dry road through the sea for them. They went across on foot. What excitement and joy there was that day. And because of his great power, he rules forever. He watches every movement of the nations. O rebel lands, he will deflate your pride. Let everyone bless God and sing his praises, for he holds our lives in his hands, and he holds our feet to the path. You have purified us with fire, O Lord, like silver. You captured us in your net, laid great burdens on our backs. You sent troops to ride across our broken bodies. We went through fire and flood, but in the end, you brought us into wealth and great abundance. Now I have come to your temple with burnt offerings to pay my vows. For when I was in trouble, I promised you many offerings. That is why I'm bringing you these fat he-goats, rams, and calves. The smoke of their sacrifice shall rise before you. Come in here, all of you who reverence the Lord, and I will tell you what he did for me. For I cried to him for help, with praises ready on my tongue. He would not have listened if I had not confessed my sins. But he listened. He heard my prayer. He paid attention to it. Blessed be God who didn't turn away when I was praying and didn't refuse me his kindness and love. Psalm 67. O God, in mercy bless us. Let your face beam with joy as you look down at us. Send us around the world with the news of your saving power and your eternal plan for all mankind. How everyone throughout the earth will praise the Lord. How glad the nations will be, singing for joy because you are their king and will give true justice to their people. Praise God, O world. May all the peoples of the earth give thanks to you, for the earth has yielded abundant harvests. God, even our own God, will bless us, and peoples from remotest lands will worship him. Psalm 68. Arise, O God, and scatter all your enemies. Chase them away. Drive them off like smoke before the wind. Melt them like wax in fire. So let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But may the godly man exalt. May he rejoice and be merry. Sing praises to the Lord. Raise your voice in song to him who rides upon the clouds. Jehovah is his name. Oh, rejoice in his presence. He is a father to the fatherless. He gives justice to the widows, for he is holy. He gives families to the lonely and releases prisoners from jail, singing with joy. But for rebels, there is famine and distress. O God, when you led your people through the wilderness, the earth trembled and the heavens shook. Mount Sinai quailed before you, the God of Israel. You sent abundant rain upon your land, O God, to refresh it in its weariness. There your people lived, for you gave them this home when they were destitute. The Lord speaks, the enemy flees. The women at home cry out the happy news. The armies that came to destroy us have fled, and now all the women of Israel are dividing the booty. See them sparkle with jewels of silver and gold, covered all over as wings cover doves. God scattered their enemies like snowflakes melting in the forest of Shamon. O mighty mountains in Bashan, O splendid many-peaked ranges, well may you look with envy at Mount Zion, the mount where God has chosen to live forever. Surrounded by innumerable chariots, the Lord moves on from Mount Sinai and comes to his holy temple high upon Mount Zion. He ascends the heights, leading many captives in his train. He receives gifts for men, even those who once were rebels. God will live among us here. What a glorious Lord! He who daily bears our burdens also gives us our salvation. He frees us. He rescues us from death. But he will crush his enemies, for they refuse to leave their guilty, stubborn ways. The Lord says, come to all his people's enemies. They are hiding on Mount Hermon's highest slopes and deep within the sea. His people must destroy them. Cover your feet with their blood. Dogs will eat them. The procession of God, my King, moves onward to the sanctuary. Singers in front, musicians behind, girls playing the timbrels in between. Let all the people of Israel praise the Lord, who is Israel's fountain. The little tribe of Benjamin leads the way. The princes and elders of Judah and the princes of Zebulun and Naphtali are right behind. Summon your might. Display your strength, O God, for you have done such mighty things for us. The kings of the earth are bringing their gifts to your temple in Jerusalem. Rebuke our enemies, O God. Bring them submissive tax in hand. Scatter all who delight in war. Egypt will send gifts of precious metals. Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God in adoration. Sing to the Lord, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord, to him who rides upon the ancient heavens, whose mighty voice thunders from the sky. Power belongs to God. His majesty shines down on Israel. His strength is mighty in the heavens. What awe we feel, kneeling here before him in the sanctuary. The God of Israel gives strength and mighty power to his people. Blessed be God. Psalm 69. Save me, O my God. The floods have risen. Deeper and deeper I sink in the mire. The waters rise around me. I have wept until I am exhausted. My throat is dry and hoarse. My eyes are swollen with weeping, waiting for my God to act. I cannot even count all those who hate me without cause. They are influential men, these who plot to kill me, though I am innocent. They demand that I be punished for what I didn't do. Oh God, you know so well how stupid I am, and you know all my sins. Oh God of the armies of heaven, don't let me be a stumbling block to those who trust in you. Oh God of Israel, don't let me cause them to be confused, though I am mocked and cursed and shamed for your sake. Even my own brothers pretend they don't know me. My zeal for God and his work burns hot within me, and because I advocate your cause, your enemies insult me, even as they insulted you. How they scoff and mock me when I mourn and fast before the Lord. How they talk about me when I wear sackcloth to show my humiliation and sorrow for my sins. I am the talk of the town and the song of the drunkards. But I keep right on praying to you, Lord, for now is the time. You are bending down to hear. You are ready with a plentiful supply of love and kindness. Now answer my prayer and rescue me as you promised. Pull me out of this mire. Don't let me sink in. Rescue me from those who hate me and from those deep waters I am in. Don't let the floods overwhelm me or the ocean swallow me. Save me from the pit that threatens me. O Jehovah, answer my prayers, for your loving kindness is wonderful. Your mercy is so plentiful, so tender and so kind. Don't hide from me, for I am in deep trouble. Quick, come and save me. Come, Lord, and rescue me. Ransom me from all my enemies. You know how they talk about me and how they so shamefully dishonor me. You see them all, know what each has said. Their contempt has broken my heart. My spirit is heavy within me. If even one would come show some pity, if even one would comfort me. For food they gave me poison. For my awful thirst they offered me vinegar. Let their joys turn to ashes and their peace disappear. Let darkness, blindness, and great feebleness be theirs. Pour out your fury upon them. Consume them with the fierceness of your anger. Let their homes be desolate and abandoned. For they persecuted the one you have smitten and scoffed at the pain of the one you have pierced. Pile their sins high and do not overlook them. Let these men be blotted from the list of the living. Do not give them the joys of life with the righteous. But rescue me, O God, from my poverty and pain. Then I will praise God with my singing. My thanks will be his praise that will please him more than sacrificing a bullock or an ox. The humble shall see their God at work for them. No wonder they will be so glad. All who seek for God shall live in joy, for Jehovah hears the cries of his needy ones and does not look the other way. Praise him, all heaven and earth. Praise him, all the seas and everything in them. For God will save Jerusalem. He rebuilds the cities of Judah. His people shall live in them and not be disposed. Their children shall inherit the land. All who love his name shall live there safely. Psalm 70. Rescue me, O God. Lord, hurry to my aid. They are after my life and delight in hurting me. Confuse them, shame them, stop them. Don't let them keep on mocking me, but fill the followers of God with joy. Let those who love your salvation exclaim, what a wonderful God he is. But I am in deep trouble. Rush to my aid, for only you can help and save me, O Lord. Don't delay. Psalm 71. Lord, you are my refuge. Don't let me down. Save me from my enemies, for you are just. Rescue me. Bend down your ear and listen to my plea and save me. Be to me a great protecting rock, where I am always welcome, safe from all attacks. For you have issued the order to save me. Rescue me, O God, from these unjust and cruel men. O Lord, you alone are my hope. I've trusted you from childhood. Yes, you have been with me from birth and have helped me constantly. No wonder I'm always praising you. My success, at which so many stand amazed, is because you are my mighty protector. All day long I praise and honor you, O God, for all that you've done for me. And now in my old age, don't set me aside. Don't forsake me now when my strength is failing. My enemies are whispering, God's forsaken him. Now we can get him. There is no one to help him now. Oh God, don't stay away. Come quickly. Help. Destroy them. Cover them with failure and disgrace, these enemies of mine. I will keep on expecting you to help me. I praise you more and more. I cannot count the times when you have faithfully rescued me from danger. I will tell everyone how good you are and of your constant daily care. I walk in the strength of the Lord God. I tell everyone that you alone are just and good. O God, you have helped me from my earliest childhood, and I have constantly testified to others of these wonderful things you do. And now that I am old and gray, don't forsake me. Give me time to tell the new generation, and their children too, about all your mighty miracles. Your power and goodness, Lord, reach to the highest heavens. You have done such wonderful things. Where is there another God like you? You have let me sink down deep in desperate problems, but you will bring me back to life again, up from the depths of the earth. You will give me greater honor than before, and turn again and comfort me. I will praise you with music, telling of your faithfulness to all your promises, O Holy One of Israel. I will shout and sing your praises for redeeming me. I will talk to others all day long about your justice and your goodness. For all who tried to hurt me have been disgraced and dishonored. Psalm 72. O God, help the king to judge as you would, and help his son to walk in godliness. Help him to give justice to your people, even to the poor. May the mountains and hills flourish in prosperity because of his good reign. Help him to defend the poor and needy and to crush their oppressors. May the poor and the needy revere you constantly, as long as sun and moon continue in the skies, yes, forever. May the reign of this son of mine be as gentle and fruitful as the springtime rains upon the grass, like showers that water the earth. May all good men flourish in his reign with abundance of peace to the end of time. Let them reign from sea to sea and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. The desert nomad shall bow before him. His enemies shall fall face downward in the dust. Kings along the Mediterranean coast, the kings of Tarshish and islands, and those from Sheba and from Seba, all will bring their gifts. Yes, kings from everywhere, all will bow before him, all will serve him. He will take care of the helpless and the poor when they cry to him, for they have no one else to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and needy, and will rescue them. He will save them from oppression and from violence, for their lives are precious to him. And he shall live, and to him will be given the goal of Sheba, and there will be constant praise for him. His people will bless him all day long. Bless us with abundant crops throughout the land, even on the high land plains. May there be fruit like that of Lebanon. May the cities be as full of people as the grains are of grass, fields are of grass. His name will be honored forever. It will continue as the sun, and all will be blessed in him. All the nations will praise him. Blessed be Jehovah God, the God of Israel, who only does wonderful things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This ends the Psalms of David, the son of Jesse. Psalm 73. How good God is to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. But as for me, I came so close to the edge of the cliff. My feet were slipping and I was almost gone. For I was envious of the prosperity of the proud and wicked. Yes, all through life their road is smooth. They grow sleek and fat. They aren't always in trouble and plagued with problems like everyone else. So their pride sparkles like a jeweled necklace, and their clothing is woven of cruelty. These fat cats have everything their hearts could ever wish for. They scoff at God and threaten his people. How proudly they speak. They boast against the very heavens, and their words strut throughout the earth. And so God's people are dismayed and confused and drink it all in. Does God realize what is going on, they ask? Look at these men of arrogance. They never have to lift a finger. Theirs is a life of ease, and all the time their riches multiply. Have I been wasting my time? Why take the trouble to be pure? All I get out of it is trouble and woe, every day and all day long. If I had really said that, I would have been a traitor to your people. Yet it is so hard to explain it, this prosperity of those who hate the Lord. And then one day I went into God's sanctuary to meditate and thought about the future of these evil men. What a slippery path they are on. Suddenly God will send them sliding over the edge of the cliff and down to their destruction, an instant end to all their happiness, an eternity of terror. Their present life is only a dream. They will awaken to the truth as one awakens from a dream of things that really never was. When I saw this, what turmoil filled my heart. I saw myself so stupid and so ignorant. I must seem like an animal to you, O God. But even so, you love me. You are holding my right hand. You will keep on guiding me all my life with your wisdom and counsel, and afterwards receive me into the glories of heaven. Whom have I in heaven but you? And I desire no one on earth as much as you. My health fails, my spirits droop, yet God remains. He is the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. But those refusing to worship God will perish, for he destroys those serving other gods. But as for me, I get as close to him as I can. I have chosen him and will tell everyone about the wonderful way he rescues me. Psalm 74. O God, why have you cast us away forever? Why is your anger hot against us, the sheep of your own pasture? Remember that we are your people, the ones you chose in ancient times from slavery and made the choices of your possessions. You chose Jerusalem as your home on earth. Walk through the awful ruins of the city and see what the enemy has done to your sanctuary. There they shouted their battle cry and erected their idols to flaunt their victory. Everything lies in shambles like a forest chopped to the ground. They came with their axes and sledgehammers and smashed and chopped the carved panelings and set the sanctuary on fire and razed it to the ground. Your sanctuary, Lord. Let's wipe out every trace of God, they said, and went through the entire country burning down the assembly places where we worshiped you. There was nothing left to show that we are your people. The prophets are gone, and who can say when it will end? How long, O God, will you allow our enemies to dishonor your name? Will you let them get away with this forever? Why do you delay? Why hold back your power? Unleash your fist and give them a final blow. God is my king from ages past. You've been actively helping me everywhere throughout the land. You divided the Red Sea with your strength. You crushed the sea god's heads. You gave him to the desert tribes to eat. At your command, the springs burst forth to give your people water. And then you dried a path for them across the ever-flowing Jordan. Day and night are alike to you. You made the starlight and the sun. All nature is within your hands. You make the summer and the winter too. Lord, see how these enemies scoff at you, O Jehovah. An arrogant nation has blasphemed your name. O Lord, save me. Protect your turtle dove from the hawks. Save your beloved people from these beasts. Remember your promise. For the land is full of darkness and cruel men. O Lord, don't let the downtrodden people be constantly insulted. Give cause for these poor and needy ones to praise your name. Arise, O God, and state your case against our enemies. Remember the insults these rebels have hurled against you all day long. Don't overlook the cursing of these enemies of yours. It grows louder and louder. Psalm 75. How we thank you, Lord. Your mighty miracles give proof that you care. Yes, the Lord replies, and when I am ready, I will punish the wicked. Though the earth shakes and all its people live in turmoil, yet its pillars are firm, for I have set them in place. I warned the proud to ease their arrogance. I told the wicked to lower their insolent gaze and to stop being stubborn and proud. For promotion and power come from nowhere on earth but only from God. He promotes one, deposes another. In Jehovah's hand there is a cup of pale and sparkling wine. It is his judgment poured out upon the wicked of all the earth. They must drain that cup to the dregs. But as for me, I shall forever declare the praises of the God of Jacob. I will cut off the strength of evil men, says the Lord, and increase the power of good men in their place. Psalm 76. God's reputation is very great in Judah and in Israel. His home is in Jerusalem. He lives upon Mount Zion. There he breaks the weapons of our enemies. The everlasting mountains cannot compare with you in glory. The mightiest of our enemies are conquered. They lie before us in the sleep of death, and not one can lift a hand against us. When you rebuked them, God of Jacob, steeds and riders fell. No wonder you are greatly feared. Who can stand before an angry God? You pronounce sentence on them from heaven. The earth trembles and stands silently before you. You stand up to punish the evildoers and to defend the meek of the earth. Man's futile wrath will bring you glory. You will use it as an ornament. Fulfill all your vows that you've made to Jehovah your God. Let everyone bring him presents. He should be reverenced and feared, for he cuts down princes and does awesome things to the kings of the earth. Psalm 77. I cry to the Lord. I call and call to him. Oh, that he would listen. I'm in deep trouble, and I need his help so badly. All night long I pray, lifting up my hands to heaven, pleading. There can be no joy for me until he acts. I think of God and moan, overwhelmed with longing for his help. I cannot sleep until you act. I am too distressed even to pray. I keep thinking of the good old days of the past, long since ended. Then my nights were filled with joyous songs. I searched my soul, meditated upon the difference now. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will he never again be favorable? In his loving kindness gone forever? Has his promise failed? Has he forgotten to be kind to one so undeserving? Has he slammed the door in anger on his love? And I said, this is my fate, that the blessings of God have changed to hate. I recall the many miracles he did for me so long ago. Those wonderful deeds are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about them. Oh God, your ways are holy. Where is there any other as mighty as you? You are the God of miracles and wonders. You still demonstrate your awesome power. You've redeemed us, who are the sons of Jacob and of Joseph, by your might. When the Red Sea saw you, how it feared, it trembled to its depths. The clouds poured down their rain. The thunder rolled, crackled in the sky. Your lightning flashed. There was thunder in the whirlwind. The lightning lighted up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your road led by a pathway through the sea, a pathway no one knew was there. You led your people along that road like a flock of sheep, with Moses and Aaron as your shepherds. Psalm 78. O my people, listen to my teaching. Open your ears to what I'm saying, for I will show you lessons from my history, stories handed down to us from former generations. I will reveal these truths to you so that you can describe these glorious deeds of Jehovah to your children and tell them about the mighty miracles he did. For he gave his laws to Israel and commanded our fathers to teach them to their children so that they in turn could teach their children too. Thus his laws passed down from generation to generation. In this way, each generation has been able to obey his laws and to set its hope anew on God and not forget his glorious miracles. Thus they did not need to be as their fathers were, stubborn, rebellious, unfaithful, refusing to give their hearts to God. The people of Ephraim, though fully armed, turned their backs and fled when the day of battle came because they didn't obey his laws. They refused to follow his ways, and they forgot about the wonderful miracles God had done for them and for their fathers in Egypt. For he divided the sea before them and led them through. The water stood banked up along both sides of them. In the daytime he led them by a cloud, and at night by a pillar of fire. He split open the rocks in the wilderness to give them plenty of water, as though gushing from a spring. Streams poured from the rock, flowing like a river. Yet they kept on with their rebellion, sinning against the God who is above all gods. They murmured and complained, demanding other food than God was giving them. They even spoke against God himself. Why "Can't he give us decent food as well as water?" they grumbled. Jehovah heard them and was angry. The fire of his wrath burned against Israel because they didn't believe in God or trust in him to care for them, even though he commanded the skies to open, be opened the windows of heaven and rain down manna for their food. He gave them bread from heaven. They ate angels' food. He gave them all that they could hold. And he led forth the east wind and guided the south wind by his mighty power. He rained down birds as thick as dust, clouds of them like sands along the shore. He caused the birds to fall to the ground among the tents. The people ate their fill. He gave them what they asked for, but they had hardly finished eating, and the meat was yet in their mouths, when the anger of the Lord rose against them and killed the finest of Israel's young men. Yet even so, the people kept on sinning and refused to believe in miracles. So he cut their lives short and gave them years of terror and disaster. Then at last, when he had ruined them, they walked a while behind him. How earnestly they turned around and followed him. Then they remembered that God was their rock, that their Savior was the God above all gods. But it was only with their words they followed him, not with their hearts. Their hearts were far away. They did not keep their promises. Yet he was merciful and forgave their sins and didn't destroy them all. Many and many a time he held back his anger, for he remembered that they were merely mortal men, gone in a moment like a breath of wind. Oh, how often they rebelled against him in those desert years and grieved his heart. Again and again they turned away and tempted God to kill them and limited the Holy One of Israel from giving them his blessings. They forgot his power and love and how he had rescued them from their enemies. They forgot the plagues he sent upon the Egyptians in Tanis, how he turned their rivers into blood so that no one could drink, and how he sent vast swarms of flies to fill the land, and how the frogs had covered all of Egypt. He gave their crops to caterpillars. Their harvest was consumed by locusts. He destroyed their grapevines and their sycamores with hail. Their cattle died in the field, mortally wounded by ice balls from heaven. Their sheep were killed by lightning. He loosed on them the fierceness of his anger, sending sorrow and trouble. He dispatched against them a band of destroying angels. He gave free course to his anger and did not spare the Egyptians' lives, but handed them over to plagues and sicknesses. Then he killed the eldest son in each Egyptian family, he who was the beginning of its strength and joy. But he led forth his own people like a flock, guiding them safely through the wildernesses. He kept them safe so that they were not afraid. But the sea closed in upon their enemies and overwhelmed them. He brought them to the border of his land of blessing, to this land of hills he made for them. He drove out the nations occupying the land and gave each tribe of Israel its appropriate space as its home. Yet though he did all of this for them, they still rebelled against the God above all gods and refused to follow his commands. They turned back from entering the promised land and disobeyed as their fathers had. Like a crooked arrow, they missed the target of God's will. They made him angry by erecting idols and altars to other gods. When God saw their deeds, his wrath was strong, and he despised his people. Then he abandoned his tabernacle at Shiloh, where he had lived among mankind, and allowed his ark to be captured. He surrendered his glory into enemy hands. He caused his people to be butchered because his anger was intense. Their young men were killed by fire. Their girls died before they were old enough to sing their wedding songs. The priests were slaughtered, and their widows died before they could even begin their lament. Then the Lord rose up as though awakening from sleep, and like a mighty man aroused by wine, he routed his enemies and drove them back and sent them to eternal shame. But he rejected Joseph's family, the tribe of Ephraim, and chose the tribe of Judah and Mount Zion, which he loved. There he built his towering temple, solid and enduring as the heavens and the earth. He chose his servant David, taking him from feeding sheep and from following the ewes and lambs. God presented David to his people as their shepherd, and he cared for them with a true heart and skillful hands. Psalm 79. O God, your land has been conquered by the heathen nations. Your temple is defiled, and Jerusalem is a heap of ruins. The bodies of your people lie exposed, food for birds and animals. The enemy has butchered the entire population of Jerusalem. Blood has flowed like water. No one is left even to bury them. The nations all around us scoff. They heap contempt on us. O Jehovah, how long will you be angry with us? Forever? Will your jealousy burn till every hope is gone? Pour out your wrath upon the godless nations, not on us, and on kingdoms that refuse to pray, that will not call upon your name, for they have destroyed your people Israel, invading every home. Oh, do not hold us guilty for our former sins. Let your tender-hearted mercies meet our needs, for we are brought low to the dust. Help us, O God of our salvation. Help us for the honor of your name. Oh, save us and forgive our sins. Why should the heathen nations be allowed to scoff? Where is their God? Publicly avenge this slaughter of your people. Listen to the sighings of the prisoners and those condemned to die. Demonstrate the greatness of your power by saving them. O Lord, take sevenfold vengeance on these nations scorning you. Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will thank you forever and forever, praising your greatness from generation to generation. Psalm 80. O shepherd of Israel, who leads Israel like a flock, O God enthroned above the cherubim, bend down your ear and listen as I plead. Display your power and radiant glory. Let Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh see you rouse yourself and use your mighty power to rescue us. Turn us again to yourself, O Lord. Look down on us in joy and love. Only then shall we be saved. O Jehovah, God of heaven's armies, how long will you be angry and reject our prayers? You have fed us with sorrow and tears, and have made us the scorn of the neighboring nations. They laugh among themselves. Turn us again to yourself, O God of hosts. Look down on us in joy and love. Only then shall we be saved. You brought us from Egypt as though we were a tender vine, and drove away the heathen from your land, and planted us. You cleared the ground, tilled the soil, and we took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with our shadow. We were like the mighty cedar trees, covering the entire land from the Mediterranean Sea to the Euphrates River. But now you have broken down our walls, leaving us without protection. The boar from the forest roots around us. The wild animals feed on us. Come back, we beg you, O God of the army of heaven, and bless us. Look down from heaven and see our plight, and care for this your vine. Protect what you yourself have planted, this son you have raised for yourself. For we are chopped and burned by your enemies. May they perish at your frown. Strengthen the man you love, the son of your choice, and we will never forsake you again. Revive us to trust in you. And turn us again to yourself, O God of the armies of heaven. Look down on us, your face aglow with joy and love. Only then shall we be saved. Psalm 81. The Lord makes us strong. Sing praises. Sing to Israel's God. Sing accompanied by drums. Pluck the sweet lyre and harp. Sound the trumpet. Come to the joyous celebrations at full moon, new moon, and all the other holidays. For God has given us these times of joy. They are scheduled in the laws of Israel. He gave them as reminders of his war against Egypt, where we were slaves on foreign soil. I heard an unknown voice that said, Now I will relieve your shoulder of its burden. I will free your hands from their heavy tasks. He said, You cried to me in trouble, and I saved you. I answered from Mount Sinai, where the thunder hides. I tested your faith at Meribath when you complained there was no water. Listen to me, O my people, while I give you stern warnings, O Israel. If you'll only listen, you must never worship any other god, nor ever have an idol in your home. For it was I, Jehovah your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Only test me. Open your mouth wide and see if I won't fill it. You will receive every blessing you can use. But, oh, my people won't listen. Israel doesn't want me around, so I am letting them go their blind and stubborn way, living according to their own desires. But, oh, that my people would listen to me. Oh, that Israel would follow me, walking in my paths. How quickly then I would subdue her enemies. How soon my hands would be upon her foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him. Their desolation would last forever. But he would feed you with the choicest foods. He would satisfy you with honey for the taking. Psalm 82. God stands up to open heaven's court. He pronounces judgment on the judges. How long will you judges refuse to listen to the evidence? How long will you shower special favors on the wicked? Give fair judgment to the poor man, the afflicted, the fatherless, the destitute. Rescue the poor and needy from the grasp of evil men. But you are so foolish and so ignorant. Because you are in darkness, all the foundations of society are shaken to the core. I have called you all gods and sons of the Most High. But in death you are mere men. You will fall as any prince, for all must die. Stand up, O God, and judge the earth, for all of it belongs to you. All nations are in your hands. Psalm 83. O God, don't sit idly by, silent and inactive when we pray. Answer us, deliver us. Don't you hear the tumult and commotion of your enemies? Don't you see what they are doing, these proud men who hate the Lord? They are full of craftiness and plot against your people, laying plans to slay your precious ones. Come, they say, and let us wipe out Israel as a nation. We will destroy the very memory of her existence. This was their unanimous decision at their summit conference. They signed a treaty to ally themselves against Almighty God. These Israelites, Edomites, Moabites, and Hagrites, people from the land of Gebal, Ammon, Amalek, Philistia, and Tyre. Syria has joined them too, and is allied with the descendants of Lot. Do to them at once as you did to Midian, or as you did to Sisera and Jabin at the river Kishon, and as you did to your enemies in Endor, whose decaying corpses fertilized the soil. Make their mighty nobles die as Orb did, and Zeb. Let all their princes die like Zeba and Zalamunna, who said, let us seize for our own use these pasture lands of God. Oh my God, blow them away like dust, like chaff before the wind, as a forest fire that roars across a mountain. Chase them with your fiery storms, tempests, and tornadoes. Utterly disgrace them until they recognize their power and name. O Lord, make them failures in everything they do. Let them be ashamed and terrified until they learn that you alone, Jehovah, are the God above all gods in supreme charge of all the earth. Psalm 84. How lovely is your temple, O Lord of the armies of heaven. I long, yes, faint with longing to be able to enter your courtyard and come near to the living God. Even the sparrows and swallows are welcome to come and nest among your altars and there have their young. O Lord of heaven's armies, my King and my God, how happy are those who can live in your temple, singing your praises. Happy are those who are strong in the Lord, who want above all else to follow your steps. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of springs where pools of blessing and refreshment collect after rains. They will grow constantly in strength, and each of them is invited to meet with the Lord in Zion. O Jehovah, God of the heavenly armies, hear my prayer. Listen, God of Israel. O God, our defender and our shield, have mercy on the one you have anointed as your king. A single day spent in your temple is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a doorman of the temple of my God than live in palaces of wickedness. For Jehovah God is our light and our protector. He gives us grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk along his paths. O Lord of the army of heavens, blessed are those who trust in you. Psalm 85. Lord, you have poured out amazing blessings on this land. You have restored the fortunes of Israel and forgiven the sins of your people. Yes, covered over each one so that all your wrath, your blazing anger, is now ended. Now bring us back to loving you, O Lord, so that your anger will never need rise against us again. Or will you be always angry on and on to distant generations? O revive us, then your people can rejoice in you again. Pour out your love and kindness on us, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I am listening carefully to all the Lord is saying, for he speaks peace to his people, his saints, if they will only stop their sinning. Surely his salvation is near to those who reverence him. Our land will be filled with his glory. Mercy and truth have met together. Grim justice and peace have kissed. Truth rises from the earth, and righteousness smiles down from heaven. Yes, the Lord pours down his blessings on the land, and it yields its bountiful crops. Justice goes before him to make a pathway for his steps. Psalm 86. Bend down and hear my prayer, O Lord, and answer me, for I am deep in trouble. Protect me from death, for I try to follow all your laws. Save me, for I am serving you and trusting you. Be merciful, O Lord, for I am looking up to you in constant hope. Give me happiness, O Lord, for I worship only you. O Lord, you are so good and kind, so ready to forgive, so full of mercy for all who ask your aid. Listen closely to my prayer, O God. Hear my urgent cry. I will call to you whenever trouble strikes, and you will help me. Where among the heathen gods is there a God like you? Where are their miracles? All the nations, and you made each one, will come and bow before you, Lord, and praise your great and holy name. For you are great and do great miracles. You alone are God. Tell me where you want me to go, and I'll go there. May every fiber of my being unite in reverence to your name. With all my heart I will praise you. I will give glory to your name forever, for you love me so much. You are constantly so kind. You have rescued me from deepest hell. O God, proud and insolent men defile me. Wicked, godless men are trying to kill me. But you are merciful and gentle, Lord, slow in getting angry, full of constant loving kindness and of truth. So look down in pity and grant strength to your servant and save me. Send me a sign of your favor. When those who hate me see it, they will lose faith because you help and comfort me. Psalm 87. High on his holy mountain stands Jerusalem, the city of God, the city he loves more than any other. O city of God, what wondrous tales are told of you. Nowadays, when I mention among my friends the names of Egypt and Babylonian, Philistia and Tyre, or even distant Ethiopia, someone boasts that he was born in one or another of those countries. But someday the highest honor will be to be a native of Jerusalem. For the God above all gods will personally bless this city. When he registers her citizens, he will place a check mark beside the names of those who were born here. And in the festival, they'll sing, "All my heart is in Jerusalem." Psalm 88. O Jehovah God of my salvation, I have wept before you day and night. Now hear my prayers. O, listen to my cry, for my life is full of troubles and death draws near. They say my life is ebbing out, a hopeless case. They have left me here to die like those slain on battlefields from whom your mercies are removed. You have thrust me down to the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavy on me. Wave after wave engulfs me. You have made my friends to loathe me, and they have gone away. I am in a trap with no way out. My eyes grow dim with weeping. Each day I beg your help, O Lord. I reach my pleading hands to you for mercy. Soon it will be too late. Of what use are all your miracles when I'm in the grave? How can I praise you then? Can those in the grave declare your loving kindness? Can they proclaim your faithfulness? Can the darkness speak of your miracles? Can anyone in the land of forgetfulness talk about your help? O Lord, I plead my life for my life and will keep on pleading day by day. O Jehovah, why have you thrown my life away? Why are you turning your face from me and looking the other way? From my youth I have been sickly and ready to die. I stand helpless before your terrors. Your fierce wrath has overwhelmed me. Your terrors have cut me off. They flow around me all day long. Lover, friend, acquaintance, all are gone. There is only darkness everywhere. Psalm 89. Forever and ever I will sing about the tender kindness of the Lord. Young and old shall hear about your blessings. Your love and kindness are forever. Your truth is as enduring as the heavens. The Lord God says, I have made a solemn agreement with my chosen servant David. I have taken an oath to establish his descendants as kings forever on his throne, until now, until eternity. All heaven shall praise your miracles, O Lord. Myriads of angels will praise you for your faithfulness. For who in all of heaven can be compared with God? What mightiest angel is anything like him? The highest of angelic powers stand in dread and awe of him. Who is as revered as he is by those surrounding him? O Jehovah, commander of the heavenly armies, where is there any other mightier one like you? Faithfulness is your very character. You rule the oceans when their waves arise in fearful storms. You speak and they lie still. You've cut haughty Egypt to pieces. Your enemies are scattered by your awesome power. The heavens are yours, the world, everything, for you created them all. You created north and south. Mount Tabor and Mount Hermon rejoice to be signed by your name as their maker. Strong is your arm, strong is your hand. Your right hand is lifted high in glorious strength. Your throne is founded on two strong pillows. The one is justice and the other righteousness. Mercy and truth walk before you as your attendants. Blessed are those who hear the joyful blast of the trumpet, for they shall walk in the light of your presence. They rejoice all day long in your wonderful reputation and in your perfect righteousness. You are their strength. What glory! Our power is based on your favor. Yes, our protection is from the Lord himself, and he, the Holy One of Israel, has given us our King. In a vision, you spoke to your prophet and said, I have chosen a splendid young man from the common people to be the king. He is my servant, David. I have anointed him with my holy oil. I will steady him and make him strong. His enemies shall not outwit him, nor shall the wicked overpower him. I will beat down his adversaries before him and destroy those who hate him. I will protect and bless him constantly and surround him with my love. He will be great because of me. He will hold sway from the Euphrates River to the Mediterranean Sea. And he will cry to me, You are my Father, my God, and my rock of salvation. I will treat him as my firstborn son and make him the mightiest king in all the earth. I will love him forever and be kind to him always. My covenant with him will never end. He will always have an heir. His throne will be as endless as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my laws and don't obey them, then I will punish them. But I will never completely take away my loving kindness from them, nor let my promise fail. No, I will not break my covenant. I will not take back one word of what I said. For I have sworn to David, and a holy God can never lie, that his dynasty will go on forever and his throne will continue to the end of time. It shall be eternal as the moon, my faithful witness in the sky. Then why cast me off, rejected? Why be so angry with the one you chose as king? Have you renounced your covenant with him? For you have thrown his crown in the dust. You have broken down the walls protecting him and lay in ruin every fort defending him. Everyone who comes along has robbed him while his neighbors mock. You have strengthened his enemies against him and made him rejoice. You have struck down his sword and refused to help him in battle. You have ended his splendor and overturned his throne. You have made him old before his time, publicly disgraced him. O Jehovah, how long will this go on? Will you hide yourself from me forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Oh, remember how short you have made man's lifespan. It is an empty, futile life you give the sons of men. No man can live forever. All will die. Who can rescue his life from the power of the grave? Lord, where is the love you used to have for me? Where is your kindness that you promised to David with a faithful pledge? Lord, see how all the people are despising me. Your enemies joke about me, the one you anointed as their king. And yet, blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, through all the generations you have been our home. Before the mountains were created, before the earth was formed, you are God without beginning or end. You speak and man turns back to dust. 1,000 years are but as yesterday to you. They are like a single hour. We glide along the tides of time as swiftly as a racy river and vanish as quickly as a dream. We are like grass that is green in the morning but mowed down and withered before the evening shadows fall. We die beneath your anger. We are overwhelmed by your wrath. You spread out our sins before you, our secret sins, and see them all. No wonder the years are long and heavy here beneath your wrath. All our days are filled with sighing. 70 years are given us, and some may even live to 80, but even the best of these years are often emptiness and pain. Soon they disappear and we're gone. Who can realize the terrors of your anger? Which of us can fear you as he should? Teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should. O Jehovah, come and bless us. How long will you delay? Turn away your anger from us. Satisfy us in our earliest youth with your loving kindness, giving us constant joy to the end of our lives. Give us gladness in proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good. Let us see your miracles again. Let our children see glorious things, the kind you used to do. And let the Lord our God favor us and give us success. Psalm 91. We live within the shadow of the Almighty, sheltered by the God who is above all gods. This I declare, that he alone is my refuge, my place of shelter, safety. He is my God, and I am trusting in him. For he rescues you from every trap, protects you from the fatal plague. He will shield you with his wings. They will shelter you. His faithful promises are your armor. Now you don't need to be afraid of the dark anymore, nor fear the dangers of the day, nor dread the plagues of darkness, nor disasters in the morning. Though 1,000 fall at my side, though 10,000 are dying around me, the evil will not touch me. I will see how the wicked are punished, but I will not share it. For Jehovah is my refuge. I choose the God above all gods who shelters me. How then can evil overtake me or any plague come near? For he orders his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will steady you with their hands to keep you from stumbling against the rocks on the trail. You will safely meet a lion or step on poisonous snakes, yes, even trample them beneath your feet. For the Lord says, because he loves me, I will rescue him. I will make him great because he trusts in my name. When he calls on me, I will answer. I will be with him in trouble and rescue him and honor him. I will satisfy him with a full life and give him my salvation. Psalm 92, a song to sing on the Lord's Day. It is good to say thank you to the Lord, to sing praises to the God who is above all gods. Every morning tell him, thank you for your kindness, and every evening rejoice in all his faithfulness. Sing his praises, accompanied by music from the harp and lute and lyre. You've done so much for me, O Lord, no wonder I'm glad. I sing for joy. O Lord, what miracles you do, and how deep are your thoughts. Unthinking people do not understand them. No fool can comprehend this, that although the wicked flourish like weeds, there is only eternal destruction ahead of them. But the Lord continues forever, exalted in the heavens, while his enemies, all evildoers, shall be scattered. But you have made me strong as a wild bull. How refreshed I am by your blessings. I've heard the doom of my enemies pronounced and seen them destroyed. But the godly shall flourish like palm trees and grow tall as the cedars of Lebanon, for they are transplanted into the Lord's own garden and are under his personal care. Even in old age they will still produce fruit and be vital and green. This honors the Lord and exhibits his faithful care. He is my shelter. There is nothing but goodness in him. Psalm 93. Jehovah is king. He is robed in majesty and strength. The world is his throne. O Lord, you have reigned from prehistoric times, from the everlasting past. The mighty oceans thunder your praise. You are mightier than all the breakers pounding on the seashores of the world. Your royal decrees cannot be changed. Holiness is forever the keynote of your reign. Psalm 94. Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, let your glory shine out. Arise and judge the earth. Sentence the proud to the penalties they deserve. Lord, how long shall the wicked be allowed to triumph and exalt? Hear their insolence. See their arrogance. How these men of evil boast. See them oppressing your people, O Lord, afflicting those you love. They murder widows, immigrants, orphans, for the Lord isn't looking, they say, and beside he doesn't care. Fools, is God deaf and blind, he who makes ears and eyes? He punishes the nations, won't he also punish you? He knows everything. Doesn't he also know what you're doing? The Lord is fully aware of how limited and futile the thoughts of mankind are, so he helps us by punishing us. This makes us follow his paths and gives us respite from our enemies, while God traps them and destroys them. The Lord will not forsake his people, for they are his prize. Judgment will again be just, and all the upright will rejoice. Who will protect me from the wicked? Who will be my shield? I would have died unless the Lord had helped me. I screamed, I'm slipping, Lord, and he was kind and saved me. Lord, when doubts fill my mind, when my heart is in turmoil, quiet me and renew hope and cheer in me. Will you permit a corrupt government to rule under your protection, a government permitting wrong to defeat right? Do you approve of those who condemn the innocent to death? No. The Lord my God is my fortress, the mighty rock where I can hide. God has made the sins of evil men to boomerang upon them. He will destroy them by their own plans. Jehovah our God will cut them off. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Give a glorious shout in honor of the rock of our salvation. Come before him with thankful hearts. Let us sing him psalms of praise, for the Lord is the great God, the great King of all gods. He controls the formation of the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains. All are his. He made the sea and formed the land. They too are his. Come, kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are his sheep, and he is our shepherd. Oh, that you would hear him calling you today and come to him. Don't harden your hearts as Israel did in the wilderness at Meribath and Massah, for there your fathers doubted me, though they had seen so many of my miracles before. My patience was severely tried by their complaints. For 40 years I watched them in disgust, the Lord God says. They were a nation whose thoughts and heart were far away from me. They refused to accept my laws. Therefore, in mighty wrath, I swore that they would never enter the promised land, the place of rest I planned for them. Psalm 96. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing it everywhere around the world. Sing out his praises. Bless his name. Each day tell someone that he saves. Publish his glorious acts throughout the earth. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. For the Lord is great beyond description and greatly to be praised. Worship only him among the gods. For the gods of other nations are merely idols. But our God made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and beauty are in his temple. O nations of the world, confess that God alone is glorious and strong. Give him the glory he deserves. Bring your offering and come to worship him. Worship the Lord with the beauty of holy lives. Let the earth tremble before him. Tell the nations that Jehovah reigns. He rules the world. His power can never be overthrown. He will judge all nations fairly. Let the heavens be glad, the earth rejoice. Let the vastness of the roaring seas demonstrate his glory. Praise him for the growing fields, for they display his greatness. Let the trees of the forest rustle with praise. For the Lord is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the nations fairly and with truth.